The government is to legislate to give employees the right to request to work from home. The plan is part of a national remote working strategy that also envisages a review of tax treatment, the construction of remote working hubs, and a possible acceleration of the national broadband plan. The Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Leo Varadkar, said the move to remote working would require a cultural shift, but would make a real difference to people's working lives. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.
Under this new strategy, legislation will be introduced by September, giving workers the right to request remote working. If the employer doesn't provide reasoned grounds for refusing, the employee can complain to the Workplace Relations Commission. There'll be a legally admissible code of practice on the right to disconnect from handling phone calls or emails outside the employee's standard working hours. 20% of public servants will be working remotely as the norm by December. The government also commits to significant investment in remote work hubs. There'll also be a review of tax arrangements before the next budget, and an accelerated rollout of the National Broadband Plan is being explored.
Around 420,000 people will start receiving tax bills today, arising from payments they received under the two main COVID subsidy schemes last year. 71% of those who availed of the temporary wage subsidy scheme and 33% who received the pandemic unemployment payment paid insufficient taxes and will receive a bill. Jill Steadman reports.
In total, over 600,000 people underpaid income tax or universal social charge in 2020. That means they will receive a bill today when Revenue issues the end-of-year preliminary statements. The large number of tax bills being issued for 2020 is partly due to the fact that the PUP and TWSS payments were not taxed at source. Revenue said the amount outstanding is €458 million. However, it confirmed this tax liability will not be due this year. Instead, it will give people the option to pay it back by reducing tax credits over 4 years, starting in January 2022. Taxpayers can access their preliminary end-of-year statements from today through the My Account facility on the Revenue website.
The Irish Freight Transport Association has written to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, warning of huge disruption in the coming weeks as the impact of Brexit fully takes hold of trade between Ireland, the UK and Europe. The letter, seen by RTÉ News, warns of disappearing supply chains, empty supermarket shelves and rising unemployment, and calls for a six-month adjustment period. The communication warned that one consignment of pharmaceutical products had missed both a ferry and airline slot because of paperwork problems. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
The letter to the Taoiseach paints a stark picture. It adds to a growing number of warnings that an initial slump in the volumes of trucks moving goods in and out of Ireland to the UK and across the land bridge to continental Europe, as well as pre-Christmas stockpiling, have masked the true impact of Brexit. This impact could now properly hit when trade volumes rise to their true levels. According to the Freight Transport Association, new customs and food safety formalities are causing lorries to remain stranded at Dublin Port or to remain stuck in the UK. The letter describes a growing backlog of goods, from car parts to electrical goods to furniture, clothing and food supplies, all sitting in depots because there are not enough agents to process the declarations correctly. The net result, according to the letter, is that companies operating on tight margins will cease trading. That will create unemployment, supply chains will disappear, and the consumer will be left with less supply and increased prices. Tony Connolly, RTÉ News, Brussels.
President Michael D. Higgins has responded to the publication of the report on mother and baby homes, saying that the state must bear primary responsibility for failing to provide appropriate supports for tens of thousands of young women and their children. In a statement to Morning Ireland, President Higgins said a newly independent state was captured by a judgmental, authoritarian version of church-state relations that sought to be the sole and ultimate guardian of morality. The president also said further work was required to bring to light a fuller understanding of what had occurred and why. Our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Kennedy.
This week has been an exhaustive and emotional one for the survivors of mother and baby homes and their families. In a statement, the president, Michael D. Higgins, says his thoughts are with all the mothers and children who died in the homes and those who are alive. He says that in responding to the report, it's important to give appropriate attention to the personal statements of experiences inflicted over such an extended period of time. Those statements, he says, are powerful revelations of a society, church and state and their institutions that contradict the traits of any real republic built on equal rights of citizens. President Higgins says there's a responsibility to move without delay to the next phase of the process and to respond adequately and generously to the needs and rightful concerns of the survivors and other victims. He concludes the statement by asking people to never forget the pain that was created and to craft a better place for current and future generations.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 Weather, sponsored by SuperValu. Our online shopping delivers value straight to your front door. It's got to be super value.
Frost and fog will clear this morning. Cloud will increase from the west during the day, bringing patchy rain or drizzle. More persistent rain will extend from the Atlantic this evening, with winds becoming occasionally strong and gusty. Highest temperatures will range from 3 to 5 degrees in Ulster and 6 to 9 degrees elsewhere. And there's a warning that southerly winds will increase to gale force 8 this evening and overnight on coastal waters from Loophead to Fairhead to Carnsore Point and on the Irish Sea.